More American troops headed to Europe. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, as tensions over Ukraine escalate.
The U.S. Air Force is sending a dozen fifth-generation F-35 fighter jets to Germany with about 350 Air Force personnel as Russia's continued march toward a full-scale invasion of Ukraine appears imminent. New satellite images confirm what NATO allies all agree. Europe is on the edge of war. Of particular note, a new pontoon bridge built across a river from Belarus near the border with Ukraine north of the capital, Kyiv. U.S. officials warn of provocations in the coming few days, like the first shots fired in Luhansk, when Russian-backed separatists fired mortar shells at a children's preschool, hoping to bait the Ukraine military into a response.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. The Senate passing a resolution condemning Russian military aggression toward Ukraine, but not directly calling for sanctions. Senators also passing a three-week extension to the government's spending authority, which otherwise would have run out just after midnight Friday night. A Republican amendment to remove funding for government vaccine mandates did not pass. Canada, already freezing bank accounts of some supporters of the truckers' protest, now erecting a security perimeter around the Parliament building, bringing more police into the Capitol and arresting a pair of protest leaders.
Two key leaders of the Freedom Convoy were arrested Thursday. It was after police threatened action if they didn't leave central Ottawa. Tamara Leach and Chris Barber have been the most visible leaders of the trucker convoy. Now, both of them are expected to face criminal charges.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. In the U.S., a group is trying to round up volunteers for a convoy to Washington next month. A special court in India has sentenced 38 people to death for a series of explosions that killed 56 people in the city of Ahmedabad back in 2008. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
A week and a half before the State of the Union message, congressional invitations are going out.
The House Sergeant at Arms says every member of Congress will be invited to President Biden's first State of the Union address March 1st, but guests will not be permitted, and several pandemic precautions will stay in place. Lawmakers will be socially distanced in the House chamber and be required to wear KN95 or N95 masks. Failure to comply could mean fines for members of Congress. Those who attend the speech must also test negative for COVID one day before. March 1st is the day an indoor mask mandate for D.C. businesses is set to expire. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A judge in New York has ruled that former President Trump must face questions under oath in an investigation of his businesses. Mr. Trump and his two eldest children ordered to comply with subpoenas for depositions. An appeal is expected. The former president, in a statement, calling it a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in history. Attorney Michael Sussman asking a federal court to throw out his indictment on charges he lied to FBI agents when offering them information he claimed would link the Trump campaign to Russia. Another state's legislature moving toward enacting strict abortion restrictions.
Florida's State House of Representatives has passed a so-called heartbeat bill. The proposed law would prohibit medically or surgically terminating a pregnancy after 15 weeks of gestation. It passed roughly along party lines. The bill allows for an exception requiring two doctors attesting to fatal risks to the mother or the baby, but not one for cases of rape or incest. The bill resembles a similar Mississippi law currently under review by federal courts. Florida State Senate would need to pass its version. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.